You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
Hello there. This episode of the podcast is brought to you by Joe's Dog Marshall. Follow it on Instagram, get a dog yourself, run the hills with it, take pictures of it licking your face. Marshall, he's the best. It's also brought to you by Your Inner Bitch. Everyone has one. It's the bitchiest part of you. Work out like a maniac so that you don't have to live with the fact that it's in there. Keep it at bay. All right, sponsor's done. So, podcast 1275, Luis J. Gomez. Don't forget the J, okay? He makes this point many a time. He doesn't want to be a regular Luis Gomez. I guess a lot of the other Luis Gomez's are not the people that Luis J. Gomez wants to be associated with. Luis is fucking hilarious. I've seen him at the Comedy Store on the Kill Tony show a couple of times, and he is really brilliant. I wouldn't say he's a scary dude. I don't mean it like that. But he's an intimidating guy because he's so clever. He's so witty. And he's fast. And he also does look like he could throw you out of a window. He is part of the guys with the Legion of Skanks podcast, which is pretty fucking amazing if you haven't listened to it. Yeah, that's it. Let's start the review.
Welcome to the Joe Rogan Experience Review, where each week I review every single episode of the Joe Rogan Experience. What more do you want?
I really enjoyed this conversation with Joe. And actually, before I start, I like that when I go through my clearly fake sponsors at the beginning of this, that automatically, for some reason, I do like some kind of radio voice. Like old school radio, it just like comes out because I want it to be really clear and obviously silly. So I don't read it in my regular voice. It just pops out. It's stupid. I don't know why I do that. I don't know. I apologize. It just comes out. Legion of Skanks, though, besides being one of the greatest names of all time, which Joe also points out in the podcast, it is absolutely ridiculous in the sense of what they get away with. So definitely worth listening to if you haven't checked out the podcast, right? And look up Lewis's comedy. I don't think he has a lot on YouTube, but pretty sure you can look him up on Instagram and find out his tour dates and things. And if he comes to your city or just listen to him on Legion of Skanks, he's so worth listening to because he's really good. He's great style. Yeah, absolutely love it. They start this talking about East-West Coast kind of old-school comedy rivalries and how they used to exist, and it's really not there anymore, which is good. You know, comedians are working together, people are supporting each other and appreciating the craft and kind of helping each other out, which is good. And for anyone to say it's good and bad, like when people talk about there being too many comedy specials on Netflix or wherever, I don't believe in that shit, okay? There's the right amount. Comedy is a fantastic art. And we're not talking about shitty sitcoms. We're talking about stand-up comedy from great people. Even if it's not a great stand-up special, it's still gonna be good a lot of the time. I mean, there's not really an hour out there that's like not worth sitting through. These comedians put in time for this. So the fact that they all help each other and it's kind of like saturated in stand-up specials, I think that's fine. I think it's great. I love that exists. The art is hard enough, and to get as many people a chance as possible. You know, the idea that there could be a person out there, right, that is the next Chappelle, right? Or the next funniest person alive. But maybe they're not super, super confident. And they've been knocked down a few times by some shitty sets they've had or some terrible open mics. and then we lose that comedy forever, that's brutal. The idea that someone could slip past us like the next Mitch Hedberg and we never hear from him just because of that. It's something else. It really is. There's some heartfelt parts in this podcast. They talk about raising kids, which is really cool to hear both of these guys' takes, both Joe and Lewis, talking about, you know, you got to listen to them. You got to spend some time with them. You got to see how they feel. Ask them how they feel. Don't show them violence within your household. You know, I think both Joe and Lewis, not that they came from necessarily really bad homes, but I mean, there was crazy stuff going on. And, you know, it's really about not only treating your kids right, but the understanding of, like, what lessons you show them, like, treating other people right. And this moves into something they hit on, which is immigration. Okay, so both of these people, like a lot of Americans, I mean, they're not all born in the U.S. And those that are often have parents or grandparents or great-grandparents that immigrated here. So you would think that America would be one of the most compassionate places for immigration, especially because the Statue of Liberty has a sign that says, you know, roughly, bring us your weak, you're ill, you're tired, you're whatever. And, you know, it's about that melting pot, which is what America in a lot of ways is known for. And then they talk about how in El Paso, they had these like kennel type situations where they would just cram all these immigrants in there and really treat them like animals. And it's a brutal thing. It really is. Even if you don't like immigrants, I mean, just imagine you and your family in that position. You know, I'm first generation. I moved from England to here. I moved to the U.S. when I was 13. And I've lived here ever since. I lived in the U.S. more than I lived in England. And I love living in America. But it's tough when you're an immigrant. And, you know, oh, I'm not saying woe is me. You know, I'm sure plenty of people have it harder. You know, it's not like I had to, you know, jump a fence or swim across a border or do those sorts of things. I wasn't fighting for my life. I like flew in here. They gave me peanuts. I watched the movie. And but it's still difficult, you know, paperwork and visas and reapplications and, you know, coming through the border and having them ask questions that kind of just treat you a little bit like a criminal. It's not easy. One part of the podcast I really enjoyed was when they were talking about trolls online. And obviously, both these guys have a solid following. You know, people talk shit. And really, the consensus on advice is that you just don't listen. Don't listen. Don't engage. And I guess Lewis likes to get into it sometimes. But it's really generally not a good idea. He says he does it when he gets bored, but it probably does upset people. Joe says that generally he never gets into it. But in some way, it is good to reflect, right? I mean, if you have reviews and things, maybe look at them and pay a bit of attention. But there's not a lot to be gained from people just hating the things that you do. It's just like, okay, fine, then don't listen to it. You have an opinion, whatever. And have an opinion, but don't say someone else is wrong or that other people shouldn't listen to it. Because it's like, what are you even gaining out of that? What is the value of it? It's like, are you worried that people will for some reason? Or do you just not like their output and therefore you want to completely close it down just because you don't like it? I mean, just listen to something else. I don't know. It's an interesting kind of thing because people get super emotional about stuff they listen to and things that they think that, you know, maybe it's just like a jealousy thing. Maybe it's like, well, nobody's listening to me say anything and my opinion matters, so I'll write this review. Dude, just do a podcast about how you hate listening to something. That might be good. I'd probably listen to it. If it was decent, you could have an entire podcast talking about all the shit that you hate to listen to, and it might actually be a pretty good podcast. Depends how you put it together. It really does. I don't know. Something to think about. And that's really kind of where Lewis and Joe in a conversation. They talk about podcast freedom because Lewis for a while did a show with Bisbing, and I guess Bisbing stopped showing up and some other things happened, but there wasn't as much freedom. There were producers involved. Producers wanted to know what was going on. They like often mess with creativity, and they tons of employees there. And, you know, that's why Joe talks about this whole giving no fucks comedy is the best. Like giving, like having that freedom to be creative, just like Joe's kind of compound thing that he's built. I mean, what does he have? He has Jamie there, and he has like some dude that does security and someone else. Like he has three employees, and he makes this incredible show. I mean, it's truly unbelievable. But it's a business model that's like allows people to be creative. Why would you have more people in the works? What is the expression? Too many chefs kind of fuck it up. And that was something that Lewis really saw and was like, this is why Legion of Skanks works for me. It was a good podcast, guys. It was great. It was funny. I really enjoyed it. And check it out. Thanks for listening. Appreciate you guys as always. Talk to you soon.